The following presentation involves three friends who get together and talk confidently about topics they know nothing about.
Bull moose?
The right hand.
Bull moose party. So yeah. You always want to keep your right hand open for a handshake. So always keep your drink in your left hand. If you're drinking your right hand and someone says, yo, bull moose, you chug the rest of your drink. And you get a new one apparently in your left hand. So but Chris, bull moose.
Welcome to the podcast.
I don't even know what a podcast is.
Can I just jump in here?
As you wish.
I've decided that I'm going to be the intelligent one on this podcast because I know the most about everything.
Your love of the halfling's leaf has clearly slowed your mind.
I mean, these people are not audio people at all. They have no idea. Until they let me actually run the show here, I'm kind of just letting them talk. Are you talking to us? No, we're rolling, yeah, so continue.
I don't know. Now that the mics are on, I don't really want to talk.
A little fight now. I like that.
Throughout my day, I mean, honestly, I hate most people.
Now, get excited.
I am very excited. I am always excited.
Here they are, stupid fat hobbits.
If I gave you 2 cents... do you think you would have the ability to turn it into 2 pence?
I could turn it into 2 francs.
If I gave you a nickel, could you go buy me a pickle?
If I bought you a pickle, could you find me a silver sickle?
I don't know. It depends if you threw it in a river, would it trickle down?
Doesn't work at all. Oh my gosh, we're only like one round in. And he's like, I don't have any idea.
I get slammed for trying every time. I try. I come here and I try, and I get absolutely slammed.
Okay, that's fair. Maybe yeah, so, you know
we enjoy that you try. It's just yeah. you fail miserably.
Can't you give me like a little more credit, a little more leeway?
I don't know. Some like people say,
should I give you my 2 cents about it? Or?
I'd certainly give you my 2 pence about it.
I'm sorry. I'm just being a little fickle right now.
There he goes. All the way around.
He was thinking about that the whole time.
Yeah, that certainly made my senses tickle.
No, that just came to me, like, randomly.
Like,
that really puts me in a pickle.
You don't think pickles are funny? Because they're not. They're very nutritious and green.
They're not a big deal at all.
I love how you tried to stifle the laughter.
I make myself laugh. What can I say?
I would probably say that's one of your better Johnny puns.
Really, that one out of all the other ones?
Yeah, that one like really hit home for me for some reason.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, those like puns are like my bread and butter, pickles.
I don't think that's how it works.
Well, I made it work, so it's fine.
All right, I'll make you a deal. You can do the puns all you want. You gotta limit it to 4, though.
4 per topic or 4 per episode?
That part's not important. You didn't hear the pun.
I heard the deal, but I already made a deal.
I'll make you
pun.
A deal.
Yeah, but I said, this is a big deal for me.
All right, how about I just shove a pickle in your mouth? That's a pun.
Why?
Because it's a big deal. Punchline.
You should have said you were going to shove me up a pickle.
How the... what?
Because then I'd be in a pickle.
Oh my God. What? How do you have any friends? How do you have anyone that wants to have a conversation
you
with
get
you?
It,
yes, I get it. I get it. I don't think there's a pun that I've never not understood.
The first pun I ever made on this podcast.
No one knows. No one even listens to that episode. Yeah, no one's heard that, so it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Are you happy, Pat? Are you happy? I cooked Pat ribeye steak tonight, and he basically spit it out back on his plate.
No, I saw the picture. I was very jealous. I got here after that. I'm never fed.
Perfect medium rare.
Perfect. Beauty, see, I'm more of a medium guy.
Well, get out.
Yeah, let's turn
get
this
out.
On him. That's a stupid decision.
How do you live with yourself as a medium steak fan?
At least I'm not a well-done steak fan.
It might as well be well-done.
Ever tried to argue with those people?
Well-done steak people?
Yeah.
No?
Well, you can't. They're still chewing.
So I guess you just automatically win that debate.
Exactly.
Check and mate.
You see, on like the coastal flats or the Great American Restaurant menus, it'll tell you like the temperatures of the meats, like for steak. So rare or medium rare. Yeah. It tells you the color and the temperature. And when it gets to well done, it just says order chicken. It's amazing.
I don't understand why somebody would even like that. Like, have you ever tasted a well done steak? It doesn't taste
good. It's not good.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think at that point it's ceased to be.
Don't change the topic. You need to defend yourself here.
I'm talking about meat.
Yeah, but I accused you of not enjoying the ribeye I made. And you're trying to change the topic on us.
I think that reflects poorly on you. Because you're trying to be like, hey, tell me how good my steak was. And I'm like, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Chris,
fair enough.
Chris took a minute and 30 second video on him just cutting his steak.
Factually, you took the video of me cutting my steak. So who's the weirdo now?
Factually, I didn't even know it was a minute 30 because I exited out of that video after like 20 seconds.
Factually, you are the worst.
Factually, the steak was cooked perfectly and it was enjoyable by everybody but Pat because he probably has coronavirus.
I didn't have any.
Factually, the steak was red and the fires were red as well.
Do you know a big reason why people don't like medium or medium rare steaks? It's because when the red juices come out, they think it's blood.
It's like, well, it's some of it is.
Well, no, it's a mixture. It's called myoglobin, which is a mixture of water and protein, basically.
Oh, Johnny knows science.
Isn't blood a mixture of water and protein?
To an extent. to an extent, but it's not.
I actually don't know if that's true. I completely made that up.
Johnny, what's the difference between myoglobin and hemoglobin?
You should know this, Pat. You're the intellectual.
Well, I think my strengths don't exactly always coincide with scientific things. Mine are more about living the true and the good life.
And Monstro!
And a little bit of Monstro.
And added gravitas, if you will.
Hemoglobin is the protein that brings iron to your blood, I think.
No, I thought it was myoglobin.
I think you are not right. I really is. This is just going to make us all.
Are we talking
bad.
About myoglobin or uroglobin?
So this is the episode of puns.
This is what we've come to. We've just started, you know, punning our way through these episodes.
No, the art of comedy is, I mean, it's dead now.
Oh, I want to introduce you guys to somebody. This.
I swear if it's a puppet. Oh no.
Is Pro Bear? Say hi, Pro Bear.
I'm not saying that.
Say, Pat, say hi, Pro Bear.
Why?
This is our company, Teddy Bear.
Why?
I don't know. But I have him, so he's here
So you've been going crazy in this quarantine, haven't you? You're talking to a stuffed bear.
I'm not going to lie. I have been a little insane recently, but that's fine. Like, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Ask the bear if you're fine.
Am I okay?
See, he just asked a bear if he was okay.
Yeah. Clinical insanity.
For those of you who can't see, aka everybody, it's just a little stuffed teddy bear. So
it's wearing a little blue t-shirt
that says Protivity on it.
Yes. And are you done advertising
yes,
for
I'm
your
done.
Company?
The bear is done. The bear is done. Okay. But if you need audit help, let us know.
They only do the bare minimum.
Also, if you need
it's too easy. What
percentage of our listeners do you think enjoy that?
5% probably.
I don't think a single person enjoys
it. No, the select few like a good pun every once in a while.
Do you think a pun is the lowest form of comedy? Do you think it bastardizes comedy?
No. It's low, but it's not the lowest.
How low can you go? That was a serious question.
Okay.
I think there are lines that can't be crossed.
What do you think is higher in the comedy hierarchy? I'm getting like deja vu, like PTSD from the last time I asked a similar question. Puns or dad jokes?
Ooh. Lower?
They're pretty similar, though.
I think puns are lower.
They do sort of intermingle.
I think right now dad jokes are really in. They're really hot. They're grooving.
Dad jokes are making dad a comeback. Joke.
But, yeah, I don't think puns are as respected anymore, you know?
I don't think they were ever respected.
Yeah, you have a point.
I would tell say that puns, to William Shakespeare.
Yeah, people still trash Shakespeare for that. They're like, did you really think you were being funny? Also, you probably didn't even write half of what you
claimed
to have
written. Who's talking to Shakespeare he's dead?
The people who hate puns are people who don't know how to make puns.
That doesn't make it any less of a shitty form of comedy.
But people who make puns understand a good pun. But
I can understand a pun. I will say this,
that they are probably still below dad jokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I mean, wisdom is, you know...
What?
Yes.
You know what you don't know.
Let me tell you what wisdom is, Ben.
This should be good.
People confuse wisdom with knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You as an intellectual should understand this.
Yes.
Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad.
That's a good point.
I would call that common sense. I think wisdom's a little bit higher on the whole, seeking the truth hierarchy.
It's an example. It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Does that work?
No.
Mm.
Does it not?
Mm, we'll get back to that. Some people might. I don't know.
I don't think it works.
I don't know. Well, welcome, everybody, to Stupid Fat Hobbits, episode 20.
Wow. 20.
The quarantine episode. Welcome. Just so you all know, we are 6 feet away from each other. We don't actually record next to each other.
Yeah, wait.
I think you could lie two able-bodied men in between Pat and I and Johnny and Pat.
Wait, why do they have to be able-bodied? That is so prejudiced. Wow.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, you could lie a person between you and I, and you could lie a person between Johnny
but
and
like us. If they don't have a leg,
we took the necessary precautions.
Yeah.
We did.
Pat's wearing rubber gloves.
It's true.
Let's be honest. Chances are we already have it. So,
I mean, yeah. I mean, I saw some headline that said 86% of people already have it, but most won't ever show any signs.
But we hope you guys are enjoying listening to our podcast while at home, pretending to work.
Pretending to get along with your families. It's probably miserable.
Did you see the Big Four accountant meme that was out there? Probably not. You probably don't follow that account. It's an accounting meme page, but
that sounds riveting.
The meme was, I've been really getting to spend some time with my family while on this quarantine working remotely. They seem like nice people. Implying accountants work really long hours. Well.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think I'm a pretty nerdy guy, but this just far exceeds everything I've ever thought of. But I think it's pretty funny.
It exceeds everything you've ever thought of.
Yes.
Well, on that bombshell, let's kick this off. Quarantine edition.
Quarantine.
Johnny, give us some breaking news from Florida.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to take this one.
No.
Take it away, Pat.
No, I just wanted to say...
Do you want us to edit this again so you get cut off again?
No, I think it's kind of just important that I cut off people so that they know their rightful place, and that is as we are all equals here, except Johnny
and I. Let's get to the news.
This is breaking news from Florida.
All right, here we go. Police say man with no hands and no legs is armed and on the run. Is an actual headline.
I'm not sure if the person that wrote that headline was just not thinking or whether they were just being really, really mean. Because if that was intentional, that's just terrible.
I mean,
that's got to be intentional.
Well, it's not horrible because he's wanted for a double murder.
Okay, so, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, so authorities in Florida are searching for an armed quadruple amputee who's reportedly been on the run since Tuesday.
How does somebody like that murder somebody?
Yeah, I have many questions. I don't know what to start with, but I would echo Chris. How is he able to kill someone? How is he running away? How have they not caught him yet?
So, as of whenever this was released, they have not caught him yet. At least in this article. But a prosthetics expert told the Orlando Sentinel, "You don't need a hand to shoot both your parents, as most guns can apparently be fired by the handles."
What?
What
does that mean?
Okay. I see what they're saying. Most guns can be fired without fingers, basically. Like, you can find a way to do it.
Well, it was, maybe he's got prosthetics. I didn't mention that. But real quickly, back to the fact that this guy hasn't been caught yet. We need to have a conversation with Ron DeSantis, okay? Governor of Florida.
Mm.
Make him get his police force in order.
I mean, there's only so far he can crawl. It's not.
Is it Ron DeSantis? What's the governor of Florida?
I think it's Rick.
No, I think it's Ron. I think it's Ron DeSantis.
Oh, Rick sounded right.
Rick DeSantis.
Well, does this man, does he crawl? Does he hobble? Does he prance? Like, what does a criminal on the run do who has no limbs?
Maybe he's got one of those little electric skateboards.
Maybe like he rolls.
High speed chase, police cars just chasing this guy rolling down the highway.
But his name is Sean Petrozino. But he's not Italian at all. If you look at his picture, he looks quite terrifying.
He does look kind of terrifying. Oh, so they got him.
Oh, I guess they, if they have his picture.
John's like, here's his mugshot. They haven't caught him yet.
I mean,
maybe it's from a previous arrest, though.
Yeah, could be.
Chris, maybe you should be on like NCIS. Well, we have his picture, so I think we've got him.
Is that what they do on NCIS?
I don't know. I'd always imagine that's what detective shows are like.
Yeah.
But you just imagine what they're like and don't actually give them the time of day to watch one?
No. Why would you watch those shows?
You know, I have a friend who's a nurse, and we had like some medical show on, Grey's Anatomy or something. Is that a medical show? It is, or House or something.
Pseudo-medical, yeah.
And it was just amazing how much they get wrong, apparently. Mm-hmm. I'm going off of this person's knowledge, but they were just like, yep, wouldn't do that. And she was so right. They're like... All the doctors were like these suave young, like, you know, guys with, you know, and they like don't stay in the room and they're supposed to like, they'll like say a really like impactful, like meaningful line of the script and then just like walk out of the room.
Yeah. Yeah. Harp really a lot on that, where the doctors have this like deep impact on the patient, but they don't really, they're not really involved in like the actual medical.
Yeah, they just
process.
They just discover what's wrong and then heated conversation in the hallway as the person's cured.
Do you know what I heard though? Have you ever heard of the show Scrubs? It's more like a medical comedy, dramedy.
But it's got the guy from Remember the Titans in it.
Yeah, I think yes. Wait, which one?
Which guy?
Petey.
Remember the Titans is a movie about a integrated football team with a black head coach that has to fight prejudice and things in the South.
Are you serious?
And they
Virginia.
In Virginia, T.C. Williams, actually.
Everybody's seen Remember the Titans.
Maybe one person hasn't seen the Remember the Titans.
Your mom does not count I as think somebody you're that giving, hasn't
why,
seen Remember the
why
Titans.
Why are you always making fun of my mom?
She's seen Remember Mrs. the Titans. P.
No. We're not going back to this.
She's all into Fontenies. All
right. If you haven't seen Remember the Titans, though, it's a great movie. It's a must-watch, I would say.
Oh, I'll put it on my list.
You've already watched it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, what I heard about Scrubs is that, interestingly enough, it's actually one of the more accurate medical shows, despite the fact that it's a comedy.
Interesting.
And kind of doesn't take itself very seriously.
You're not in that show, are you?
In Scrubs?
Yeah, we did see a scrub hit a 50-yard field goal earlier this year. I believe that was you.
No, just no one laughed at that. You guys only tell jokes for your own selfish reasons. You tell jokes to insult, and you tell jokes so you can laugh. The intellectual crafts, C-R-A-F-T-S, not like craft singles, like K-A-R-A-F-T, or a Robert Kraft.
And it's time for Around the Table.
You guys are such assholes. You know, I do have the capacity to just leave or murder someone.
Thing is,
fine, continue.
You've done this for 19 episodes, and I was
done what?
Interrupting everyone.
Yeah, but he interrupts, and then you go nowhere. I interrupt, and I bring out the greatest segment you've ever seen.
You interrupted about shows, and we never even finished Breaking News from Florida.
I didn't interrupt. You talked about Breaking News from Florida, and then said, "What are the good shows?" He said Grey's Anatomy. I said Scrubs, and then we talked about my mom.
I'm sorry. Are we still recording?
Anyway, all right, wrapping that up. If you're in Florida,
remember the Titans is a riveted.
Keep your eyes open for a armless and legless man who's armed and dangerous. But yeah,
and that's on the run.
Another reason not to live in Florida or visit Florida right now.
I mean, of all the nightmares you've ever had.
I mean, that's number two. That's not the worst nightmare. The worst nightmare we talked about was the reverse centaur coming at you.
Right.
Trying to kill you in the water.
Especially if you're a reverse mermaid, like we discussed, you can swim away.
Well, you can kick, but you don't have like the back fin of a fish.
Are you guys Geico fans?
Of, like the car
insurance company? Like, do you like their commercials?
No.
They had that commercial about the reverse motorcycle, half man. Pretty funny commercial, that's all I'm trying to say.
I'm more of a progressive myself.
Oh, you're a Flo fan, huh?
I hate Flo.
You know, I actually like the new guy.
Oh, I can't stand the new guy.
I think he's a great actor.
Is his name Jeremy?
I think it's like Jimmy? Ashland or something.
No, it's not that. Ashland?
Yeah.
No, it's like Jeremy.
I'm pretty sure it's Jeremy.
Yeah.
Why are you guys so fixed on Jeremy? You don't like the name Jeremy? I have a cousin named Jeremy. I would fight for Jeremy.
I don't hate the name.
What? No, I'm just saying I think it's that name.
Or Jared?
Maybe? It's Jared. It is Jared.
It is not
Yeah,
Jared.
It is Jared. Because no. Jared's like the worst possible name ever.
Jared's the Can You Hear Me Now guy.
No. You're thinking of Jake from Safe Farm.
Yeah, no, that's Jake from Safe Farm. Can you hear
Jared
me now?
Jared is from the jewelry brand.
No, that's no. K. Every kiss begins with K. Jared might work at Zales.
It's definitely Jeremy in Progressive.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
Okay. What name is worse, Jared or Jeremy? Do you think either of them should be...
I think Jeremy might be worse. I have a really good buddy named Jared, so I'm kind of...
You have a friend named Jared?
I do.
That's too bad.
He's a great guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not just overcompensating because he has a shitty name and you're like, I should like someone named Jared, even though... Everything in my body is telling me I should not like this man named Jared.
Not at all. He's one of my best friends.
That's good. That means you are an enlightened one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think the Motar is a Progressive commercial, not a Geico commercial.
What's a Motar?
The half man, half centaur. Or
the Motar.
The half man, Motar. Half motorcycle. I think that's actually a Progressive commercial.
You mean a man cycle?
A Motar.
Why is that a Motar? Oh, like
motorcycle
a man motorcycle centaur?
Yeah. Because it's a centaur that is part man, part motorcycle, not part man, part horse.
Because Motar has, you know, some connotations to it.
I can't find this guy's name. What is his name?
Does it really matter? He's an irrelevant human being.
No, it's going to bug me.
I'm pretty sure it's Jeremy.
It's Jared.
It's not Jared. I know, for a fact it's not Jared.
I will bet you 50 shroot bucks it's Jared.
50 shroot bucks?
Yeah. Damn. And one beetroot.
I don't know. I can't find it. Somebody, please, let us know what the character's name is. From the Progressive commercials is, it's not Flo, the guy.
The man.
I can't stand him, yes. But Pat apparently really likes his acting.
I do.
He's a big fan of his work.
Under it, a huge fan. I've studied him since he arrived on the scene like 6 months ago.
He's big into the bundle discounts.
6 months ago. He's been there for like 3 years.
Oh, yeah. He's been around for a while.
I mean, time is a social construct.
Well, around the table, gentlemen.
Let's do it.
Let's get to the news, as Johnny would say.
Around the table.
AT&T, around the end table.
Around the table.
Around the table.
AT&T, pass it around.
AT&T.
So somebody, a coworker told me today that there's a new phrase going around that's like kind of like living your best life. It's like the new living your best life phrase.
And it's catch me outside. How about that?
No, it's not. It's based off of quarantine. And it's apparently living the teen.
Oh, my God.
I really hope that's not catching
on. So we've been living the teen for a while, you know. Pat and I.
It sounds like you've been living like teenagers for a while.
I don't know.
I'm living the teen. Living the teen life.
T-I-N-E.
It's like you're 14 again.
Every fiber of my body just recoils at that phrase.
Is recoils a word?
It's definitely a word.
Recoils is the pronunciation you're looking for.
No, it's not. You can't just question every word that you haven't heard before.
It works.
But that's pretty. Damn. I mean, that's good. I like that. I think we should start using that. So, SFH podcast.
I implore you not to start using
living
that.
The teen here in episode 20.
Hashtag living the teen.
Yes.
What are you guys doing in the teen?
Are you asking the viewers?
The
listeners?
The people that listen to the show. Yeah.
Let us know. I mean, we have plenty of time to record for you all, and we'll give special shout outs to people who want to send us videos of them in quarantine.
Yeah, if you
whoever sends us the best quarantine video wins a t-shirt.
Yes.
Do the craziest thing.
We still owe
funniest.
Our other... Yeah.
Those t-shirts will arrive despite...
They're being made right now.
Yeah, there have been delays in our supply chain.
Because
you know.
Of the company shutdown in China right now, there has been a delay.
The brand we went with used toilet paper as their primary thread.
And unfortunately, all you selfish assholes have been taking it, so we can't make our t-shirts.
That's a pun.
Yeah, I never got the whole toilet paper thing. It's like, you're going to get sick with a cough and a fever. Well, buy all the toilet paper then.
Look, Johnny, when the world is going to shit, you wipe it up.
It's all fun and games until one day you wake up and you don't have any anymore, and then you freak out. I'm actually kind of low on my supply, not going to lie.
Well.
And I can't get anywhere. Even Amazon sold out.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I know. Please send us toilet paper and videos of quarantine.
No, I definitely want to see the quarantine video.
Most creative quarantine video?
I said most creative or funniest. Just...
Yeah, most creative, most like, SF. You can even do like impersonation of our podcast or something.
Actually, now there is an idea.
It's just going to be videos of us getting roasted.
Kids, get really creative with this.
No, there are no rules or limits. Yeah. Go crazy.
Yeah, roast Johnny, roast Chris. Make fun of Johnny, make fun of Chris.
Yeah, do it with
come
your friends.
Up with creative ideas about Johnny or Chris.
Because I'm sure, like with most people in America, you're not actually quarantined by yourself. You invited all your friends over to be quarantined with you, thus defeating the purpose.
Right.
But I'm sure you got plenty of people around to act in your little skit. So send it our way.
That'd be fun.
You want to hear that? You know, another thing was my coworker also told me about an Instagram post she saw with this guy coming back from like the Bahamas or something with his girlfriend or whatever, and the caption was, "Back in the States, had a great time in the Bahamas with my quarantine." Like quarantine, like Cora thing. Like Cora, you know, like my bae. Like my Cora.
My bae.
I
it's like
didn't
the new
know
bae. You know, oh, who's this? Oh, it's my Cora thing.
You know? Like,
I think quarantina would be better.
Quarantina.
Cora thing. My sister just asked if she wants me, if I can come to Texas and bring her home.
Right now? We need to cut the episode short.
She
Pat can't. Needs to go on a 12-hour drive.
Just tell her to fly back with my parents.
I don't think she can fly back anymore. That's why she's asking.
Oh, well, my
parents
might be driving back.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Did they drive there?
No, they flew. But if they get stuck, they're just going to rent a car and drive back.
Yeah. The risk of traveling
is
in
Dallas. They could drive your sister home.
Yeah, they could.
Interesting. Sarah's in Dallas too right now.
Is she?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh. Goodness gracious.
Wow.
Shout out to my sister, by the way. She just had her firstborn. Firstborn son, strong. Beautiful. Theodore Henry.
I didn't think he was going to be so cute, but
dark
he is.
Of hair.
Does he have much hair?
A little bit.
Big of hands.
Big of hands.
He does have big.
He
hands.
He has large hands.
He has big hands.
He could just take someone down.
I mean, he's going to be a big boy.
Yeah, he's pretty cute. He's pretty cute.
So you guys are uncles now.
Indeed.
How does that feel? I mean, you have some responsibility now.
I think it would feel weirder if they like lived near us. But since they're in Texas, it's like...
It feels not less really. Weird because you have no like accountability or...
I haven't even met him yet.
I'm the kid's godfather. I'm in a midlife crisis right now, trying to think about how I'm supposed to godfather this child.
I'm going
to
ruin this child.
There is zero chance I'm going to get through my first conversation with him once he's like able to understand me without going,
"You come here on the day of my daughter's wedding."
Why would that
Why
come
would
up
you
in a
say
conversation
that? Why would that you say that to your like 1-year-old
it's
nephew?
The only quote I can think of from the movie. I'm sure there's a better quote.
What movie?
Oh, I get
the
it.
Godfather.
I was just trying to confirm that he knew what he was quoting.
I was so confused for a second. Yeah, I've only seen the movie once.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It was great.
I think it's a good movie. I don't think it's like this great movie that you need to watch multiple times.
Okay.
That might anger some people.
That is
good. He's going to come to me with like a bag of candy to open it and be like,
"This I cannot do for you."
And he's going to come to me and I will open it for him.
And give him a shot as well.
Yeah, of course. Got to start him young.
Exactly. I was joking. I think I'm going to call him Bull Moose in honor of Teddy Roosevelt. Theodore.
I like it because every time you call for him, whoever has a drink in the right hand also has to chug. So it's two birds with one stone.
I can get him with two stones.
Who's going to be...
Can you explain that?
Bull Moose?
The right hand...
Bull Moose party. So you always want to keep your right hand open for a handshake. So always keep your drink in your left hand. If you're drinking your right hand and someone says, "Yo, Bull Moose," you chug the rest of your drink. And you get a new one in your left hand. So but Chris, Bull Moose. As wow. I explain it, perfect picks timing. Up a beer with his right hand.
Does that stem from like Dang a tradition right, within the Bull Moose party?
They didn't do the whole, "Oh, well done, nice chug."
There wasn't much left in
it
there.
It was literally
so.
Empty.
Yeah, okay.
But the thought is
the
there.
Thought, the thought was there.
Yeah.
I mean, I did do it. So.
You did do it. Is he going to do it again?
Chris is currently opening an orange can from Oregon.
How does this work?
For the sake of the episode, Bull Moose is no longer in effect. That's what you say. And now Bull Moose is no more.
Oh, do I need to say that though?
No, I can say whoever starts
and
Bull
it is
Moose
officially,
can take it back.
Yeah, it's officially closed.
I'm waiting for Pat to go, and it's back in.
Well, I do have that right.
What?
Correct.
Yeah, but that gives everyone like 10 seconds to adjust.
Okay.
It doesn't just start immediately.
So I couldn't just be like, Bull Moose.
No.
Got him.
No.
Okay.
You're the only person that's ever told me about that little tradition you have or whatever. But
it's a very common thing.
It's a Kappa Sig thing. It's probably a Kappa
Sig
thing.
We did it a lot in Kappa Sig, but it's not just us. A lot of stuff.
Well, it's kind of be funny. You know, we're recording this, talking about Theo. A little message to Theo. In 16 years when he grows up or something.
That'd
Theo,
pretty cool.
We're your uncles.
Hello.
And Pat.
And I am also your uncle, Theo.
De facto uncle. He is the adopted child of our household. So he kind of is
An uncle. He's your step-uncle.
He's going to be the uncle that you know is your uncle.
I am
but
your
isn't
stunkle.
Actually blood related.
Stunkle.
Stunkle Pat.
Stunkle Pat.
I kind of like that.
I will stunkle you ever on whenever you need stunkling and you can uncle whenever you need uncling.
Perfect.
He's gonna get a lot of uncling.
That's my message to you, Theo.
Maybe one day if we're still recording this podcast in 20 years, we'll have Theo on as a guest. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be wild.
That'd be something cool.
We're still recording this podcast in 20 years and people are still listening, I will give $500 to every listener.
Okay, this is the exact,
not say that.
Exact plot of Scott's Tots.
Yes, exactly.
No.
You and yes. Michael Scott?
No, it's
and in
not.
20 years, we're going to have like...
Okay, $500 is a bit different than college tuition.
To every listener, what if we have millions?
Extrapolate it. We do already have more listeners than Michael Scott did classmates.
Of like a hedge this is for me?
Classmates.
You guys have no work ethic, no long-term vision.
Excuse me?
No principles. This is... There's no way this lasts two decades.
It's
the opposite of the head. I don't even know what it is. It's just a good investment.
You're going to bring up work ethic with the person that literally edited the last episode all by my lonesome, title, description, everything, when you were off gallivanting in Stowe, Vermont?
It was not Stowe. It was Jeffersonville, Vermont.
It would be Jeffersonville.
And it was the only mountain open in the Northeast. And we skied. And we were merry.
And you took a
tumble. I took a little tumble, slid on my butt into the trees. It was a bit dangerous.
There's a great picture of Pat, ass in the ground, skis up, just like texting or something. Like he had the audacity to pull out his phone and
I was looking at the weather.
Yeah.
Because according to you guys, you can just feel the weather.
He needed to make sure it wasn't going to like snow.
Why would you check the
lizard
you're
while
outside
he's stuck on the mountain?
Skiing. You're literally...
Aren't you ever curious? Like, oh, it feels really warm. Wow, it's only like 19 degrees. Wow, I am a boss. Look at me, swishing through the snow. The lifts right overhead.
Up.
The
shut
sun glints upon
up,
the
pizza
snow.
Pizza slice.
The tree. Pizza slice? Are you implying
pizza.
That I ski like
French
a pizza?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Johnny.
There it is. Always get
sorry,
one of
I don't like to curse on this show, but sometimes he pushes the buttons.
The data says otherwise.
I will not have you slander me. You are practicing a nefarious strategy of just picking out things to put me in a bad light. It's a schmear campaign.
Schmear.
Schmear. That's a funny word.
What's your favorite bagel schmear?
Oh, definitely onion and chive. Garden vegetable.
You're an idiot.
You cannot deny the glory of a garden vegetable schmear.
No, just the original whipped cream cheese is the best.
You would like that. Probably reminds you of all your girlfriends.
What? What? That I had a lot and that they're whipped?
Where is Johnny?
You were whipped.
Johnny's
isn't
eating.
Isn't that the joke? What's the joke?
No,
what am I trying to make a joke about? Yeah, you're whipped. You're whipped by your girlfriends.
No, but you said it reminds.
Not physically.
This is so
emotionally
forced.
Yeah. Huh.
You almost got there. You almost got there, Chris. I prefer the.
That wasn't a delivery problem. That was a understanding problem on your part.
All right. I mean, that's fair. Look, you know.
No, because like that the way you, no that implies that either one of us could have been whipped.
Well, that's the worst kind of relationship, right?
No,
where
it
you
doesn't.
Guys are
it
whipping
doesn't
each
actually
other.
Imply that because by the joke implies that you would obviously be the one who's whipped, or else it's not a joke, or else it's like terrible.
It wasn't a joke, and it was terrible. That's what we're talking about. I prefer.
By the way, we do not condone the whipping of anybody, regardless of who's doing the whipping,
unless
who's being whipped,
unless it is cream. And
we
then,
do,
therefore,
we do
thus,
condone, we do
consequently,
condone the whipping of cream.
Thus, yes.
Yes. Yes.
I prefer the plain bagel variant.
You like plain schmear?
You're not even going to say anything about that. Yeah, the plain bagel variant. I love the plain schmear. You know, because food, in principle, needs to be appreciated for what it is. You shouldn't have to add stuff to a food product to make it better. Mm-hmm. You should appreciate it for what it is. Stop laughing.
He's attacking like other kinds of...
Do
you know what? That's a schmear campaign
food?
I can
no,
get
that
behind.
Is not a schmear campaign.
Do you eat all your food raw?
I know where you're going with this. That's not... That's tomatoes and potatoes.
Ever
that
had
unseasoned
potatoes?
That's clementines and grapefruits.
Ever had a straight... grapefruit with no like honey on it?
Why the hell do you need to put a honey on fruit?
On grapefruit? Delicious.
You eat grapefruit plain.
Okay, look, I don't want to get into another French toast thing. If you need to put...
Yeah, this isn't cage
You
match.
Need to put a sweetener substance on fruit, which is nature's candy, then you need to go...
Aren't dates not nature's candy? Anymore. I thought dates were nature's candy.
No, that's fruit, God's candy.
Right. Dates are God's candy.
I hate dates.
I'm not a big date guy myself.
Gross.
What about figs?
More gross.
I can get behind a good fig jam. Fig preserve, perhaps.
Have you ever fig Newton? Bacon wrapped figs?
Oh, I've been known to put back a few fig Newtons in my day.
I hate fig Newtons.
What they
hate
do you
back.
Like?
They hate you back. Yeah.
Good.
No, actually, like, are there only three things you like? It's just like pasta, whiskey, being whipped. Like, that's just. It's like, oh, it's a great life. Right in my comfort zone.
And triple bogeys. He loves triple bogeys.
It does. Although that's more of a seasonal thing.
Well, you're talking about, I'm like the golf course?
Yeah. No, the other triple bogey.
The bogey. I don't know. Bogey from Santini's.
He does love a bogey from Santini's.
Love how your mind went to a sub.
You got me thinking of like the Italian deli. His mind goes to the Italian deli. Point A from Padme.
Yeah, he said pasta and I got on the food train.
What are the three things you like, Pat? Sleeping,
depression,
being
anxiety,
pessimistic,
napping.
And yeah, being
I would say, yeah,
depressed.
Sleeping, negativity, and
intellectuality.
Having no friends.
Isolation.
Oh, okay.
Sleeping, negativity,
isolation.
You were born. Yeah.
You're probably having a ball in this whole quarantine thing then, aren't you?
I mean, I wouldn't be lying if... And this is not to make other people feel bad, but this is the best thing that has ever happened to me. This is the best
that's
thing that's
really
ever happened to me. No, I don't think it is. Like, I still empathize with people that are suffering, but I get to work from home. All of my work can be done from home. I suffer with some, you know, actual health issues, which you guys like to make fun of, but it enables me to nap during the day and then wake up rejuvenated and do even better work. I'm staying at Chris's because I'm hiding away since I returned from Vermont and my family is sick.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
So I thought I made the right decision there by, you know, the only risk I'm bringing on to someone is I'm bringing it on to Chris, who I don't particularly care about. And also he's like pretty healthy. Number four, Chris is making me dinner. Number five, wow. Chris is doing all the chores.
You're living here rent free.
Number six, rent free.
Well, we'll see about that.
All the dinners I made for you.
But I offer moral support.
And go where? If you left, where would you go?
Nowhere. I think, you know, that's the end.
Down to Ryan's.
But Chris was saying something interesting. Is it works because Chris is by nature an extrovert. So he was saying he would go insane if he was living by himself. And I think that's pretty accurate. Could you imagine him shut up in his apartment by himself?
I mean, it's been 30 days and he's already talking to a bear, even with you here. So, yeah, it'd be terrifying.
The bear is... The bear beats Battlestar Galactica.
So, I like to think...
Losing it.
Oh, good Lord.
I like to think I'm keeping Chris from the edge of insanity while he's keeping me from the edge of death.
Fair.
Which is, you know...
I'm extroverted.
I think you could write a great book about that.
From just pure, you know... pent up energy if I didn't have somebody around. But then again, you know, Pat's probably struggling with this because he can't be in complete solitude.
Right. It's hard to hide in a one room apartment.
Two room. You could even argue three room.
No.
Yeah,
that's a bridge too far. Okay.
I'll set up a desk in the bathroom for you to work. We'll shut the doors and you can just be in there.
I don't know where you go. Like, if you need space.
In the toilet.
He is just losing.
Don't look at me. And I'm in on his side. I'm
Why
laughing.
Are you on his side?
That's funny.
He's the only one laughing
that
at
this. That's funny.
We have fun.
Oh, well, we hope everybody at home is having a great quarantine. Well, not great, I suppose, but, you know, making do, we hope we can, you know, provide you a quality entertainment. Do you have a question?
It's a question, and also I'd like to introduce a little like temporary intellectual segment. May I? No, it'll be quick. It'll be quick. No,
you may not.
I'm offering it to the people, and they will all love and respect you for this.
Let's hear them out, and then we can cut them off if it sucks.
No, I don't think you can. So we're going to end the podcast. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope this has been enjoyable for you. Please, please reach out to us. That was weird. Please, please. We're pretty much open books here for content at this point. We're cooped up. We need some stuff to talk about. We want to engage with you guys. Let us know what you want us to talk about.
We are committed.
If you have a friend, if you have a friend you would like us to shit on, just send their name and address.
We will do it.
That or could cell be arranged.
Phone number. That
yeah,
be
we'll
fun.
Call them up on the show.
Or home address. We love
home address.
We love written mail.
Social security numbers.
We'll send
credit
a pigeon.
Card numbers. It's all fine with us.
It's all fine.
And bonus note.
Yes.
If you would like to see a little bit of the behind the scenes of our quarantine.
Yes.
We've honestly taken this time to commit ourselves to creating more stuff for you guys. So if you haven't followed us on Twitter, follow us on Twitter and you will find a rendition of the Irish ballad. I think it's a ballad. Red is the Rose by Chris on ukulele.
And we rewrote the words a little bit.
We did. Topical.
Topical.
Right.
I think you'll find it mildly entertaining. So with that, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, email us at sfhpodcasts@gmail.com with your comments, questions, concerns.
And follow us in person.
Follow us in person. If you see us around, follow us.
Just follow us. We'll form a little conga.
Are you asking for stalkers?
Don't do that.
We'll see you all next week.
Next week.
Adios.
If you somehow enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow us on Instagram and give us a 5-star review on wherever you happen to find this podcast.
Red is the pine that I bring to my lips. Stale is the pine that I poured for you. Lost are the times of our love and our friendships. But our hearts will forever be.